The defense technology sector saw several significant developments that illustrate how rapidly military capabilities are evolving in response to current global conflicts. Boeing announced successful validation of stealth performance for their MQ-28 Ghost Bat drone, which represents a major milestone in autonomous military aircraft development.
The Ghost Bat program is particularly significant because it's designed as a loyal wingman system that operates alongside manned aircraft. This represents a fundamental shift in military aviation doctrine where autonomous systems augment rather than replace human pilots. The successful stealth validation means these systems can operate in contested airspace environments that have historically required sophisticated manned aircraft.
Pentagon leadership changes are creating additional complexity in defense procurement. Reports indicate Defense Secretary Hegseth struck 7 black and female Navy officers from promotion lists, leaving a 1-star admiral slate with no female nominees. This kind of personnel decision creates concerns about merit-based promotion systems and could affect military readiness and morale.
The cybersecurity landscape is evolving rapidly, with concerning reports that Iran is using ChatGPT and Gemini to supercharge their cyber operations. This represents exactly the kind of AI dual-use challenge that security experts have been warning about, consumer AI tools being repurposed for state-sponsored cyber attacks.
The implications are significant because consumer AI models are openly available and constantly improving. When state actors can leverage these tools for cyber operations, it dramatically lowers the technical barriers for sophisticated attacks while accelerating the pace of cyber capability development across multiple threat actors.
We're also seeing major cybersecurity incidents in the private sector. The Shiny Hunters Group executed back-to-back breaches affecting millions of people, exploiting employee deception to steal data from nearly 6 million Carnival cruise passengers and millions of Spectrum customers. This demonstrates how social engineering techniques continue to be effective even as technical security measures improve.
The Carnival and Charter breaches highlight a persistent vulnerability in enterprise security, the human element. Even companies with sophisticated technical defenses remain vulnerable to attacks that manipulate employees rather than exploiting software vulnerabilities. This suggests cybersecurity investment needs to focus equally on human factors and technical solutions.
Chinese technological development continues advancing rapidly, with reports of a firm developing AI systems to predict political dissent based on leaked documents. This represents the surveillance state application of AI that civil liberties advocates have been warning about, where machine learning is used to identify and potentially suppress political opposition.
These developments in surveillance AI have implications beyond China's borders because the same technical capabilities can be exported or adapted by other authoritarian governments. When AI surveillance tools become more sophisticated and accessible, they create global risks for democratic institutions and human rights.
The Obama White House Instagram account was hacked with pro-Iran posts, which illustrates how social media disinformation campaigns are becoming more sophisticated. When attackers can compromise high-profile institutional accounts, they gain credibility for their messaging that wouldn't be possible through obviously fake accounts.
The convergence of these cybersecurity and defense technology developments suggests we're entering a period where traditional military capabilities, cyber operations, and information warfare are becoming increasingly integrated. The countries and organizations that can effectively coordinate across these domains will likely have significant strategic advantages.
An appeals court ruling that the Pentagon's transgender troop ban is illegal adds another dimension to defense policy debates. Military readiness increasingly depends on attracting and retaining talented personnel, and discriminatory policies that exclude qualified individuals could affect overall force effectiveness in an increasingly competitive recruiting environment.